Time to talk dogs now, and joining us to talk Greyhound Racing in New Zealand and the meet that they've got, particularly in Addington on Sunday, big 16 race meet, is Craig Rail. G'day, Craig. How are you?
Good, thanks, Ricardo. Good morning to you. Good morning, all. Looking forward to a bumper weekend of Greyhound Racing. Yes, 16 races on the program, so it's going to be quite a busy day.
Yeah, I hope you got some fisherman's friend tucked away, mate.
Well, funnily enough, I don't think I've called a race for 6 months now, so it's been a while since I've called any race of any code, and I'm at Invercargill Gallops tomorrow, and I just looked at the fields, about to start the form for Invercargill, and saw the first race is 16, there's two emergencies, a full field of 14, and I'm thinking, mostly horses I've never seen before running at me 14 of them, so I'm not sure how I'm going to go.
Mate, what have you been doing for the last 6 months while you haven't been calling?
I'm a contract worker for Harness Racing Victoria. I was a full-time employee for Harness Racing Victoria for around 15 years, and then I moved over to New Zealand, and I stayed working with them, but of course, being in a different country, I couldn't stay a full-time employee, so I work as a contract worker for HRV, and that keeps me very busy. I work, with former analysis, doing trial reports, and I also have a separate contract with the integrity department and work with the integrity department. So it's full on. It's 7 days a week. Mm. So I work pretty hard, and occasionally I get let off the chain, and I can call a couple of races here and there.
Oh, that's what we want to see, mate. We want to see you back. I mean, in that 6 months, have you had the hankering? Have you found yourself, calling a two chooks running around in the backyard to yourself, like calling it like a race, just to keep it toned in?
I've been calling a few races off the TV the last week, hoping that I could sort of tone myself back up again. But there's nothing like being live, and yet when the pressure's on, it's completely different. So, I've tried to study and do what I can to make sure that I'm up to standard as of the next weekend, this weekend and the oncoming weeks. But, you never know until the pressure actually gets on you.
When did you first start calling races, and how did you get into it?
Born into racing. My mum and dad used to take us to the races all the time, because I was born in Brisbane, or whether it be Eagle Farm or Doomben or Launton Greyhounds or Albion Park Greyhounds at the end. I've always been a trotting man, so we used to go to Redcliffe on a Friday night and Albion Park on a Saturday night. So, it was just a natural progression, really, because we weren't really horse or greyhound people. We were just punters, or my mum and dad were, so... I just seemed to love it, and I got into the grandstand, and I was calling from a tape recorder in the grandstand. But I used to race golf balls down the pool with my brother, and we used to run race after race after race, and I used to call them down the pool. So that's how I virtually started. We used to ride out to the official race meetings of the golf balls, et cetera, and handicap them, et cetera. And my brother ended up being a handicapper in Queensland, and I ended up being a race caller for most of my life anyway.
Mate, how have you found the transition? I mean, I'm born and bred in Queensland, all due respect, but Southland, the weather's not exactly the same.
No, it's not exactly the same. Queensland's quite humid as well, and quite warm, particularly in summer. And in 3 or 4 months in Queensland, over spring summer period, it's going to be hot every day. It's going to be hot. Then I moved to Victoria, and I work for Harness Racing Victoria, and Victorian weather can be a little bit like here in Invercargill. So after some 15 years in Victoria, I suppose I got used to the weather, but it still gets almighty cold here during the winter.
Yeah, and being a Queenslander, you mentioned Redcliffe, and of course we've got the Dolphins coming to the NRL next year. I mean, who is your team? I know you've been here for a while. Are you a Broncos man? Are you a Warriors man? Or you think you might punt with Wayne Bennett's new side?
No. I've always been a Penrith man, and I know they've won the last two grand finals, and I suppose a lot of people are Penrith men now. I absolutely adore Penrith, and I sit here and I yell at the TV, and I tell my fiance I've become a completely different person when Penrith's playing than I I am normally.
Oh, the Pink Panthers, the Pink Panthers. We'll crack ahead of this weekend. I mean, you mentioned it, 16 races on Sunday out of Invercargill. It's such a big field that if you go on the TAB website, they've actually created a second meet. So you've got meeting three at Invercargill is races 1 to 10, and then meeting five is called Invercargill Extra, races 1 to 6.
Yes, yes, they do that quite often with the greyhounds with so many races. So, yeah, I'm looking forward to the challenge. Greyhound racing's probably my worst of the three, if you wanted to rank how I call. Harness racing, has been my passion, and of course working solely for Harness Racing Victoria for 15 years. Like, I never called the greyhounds or the gallops for 15 years. I did in Queensland when I was working for 4TAB, but when I was working for Harness Racing Victoria, I was solely calling the trots. So took me a little while to get back into the swing of things when I came over here and started calling the three codes again. And now I'm not calling often. It might take me a little while to get back into the swing of things again. But I'm hoping that I'm going to be okay. But when you get a field where there's, I see there's a few Huanui's in one race and there's a few no's in another race, in the end, when there's so many, you listen to Mark Rosanowski call the big times, and there might be eight big times in one race, it's pretty tricky times. Yeah. We'll sort of work it out as we go, and I hope I'm up to standard. But we've got Far South Challenge heats. Some outstanding heats there, and there's some sprinting feature heats as well. The first Far South Challenge heat sees Postman Pat up against the Parwa Superstar. That should be an absolute cracking race. And then the second heat has Talbingo Bale up against the likes of Charlotte Lou and Big Daddy, who's on the rise, has had 7 wins out of 8 starts. So that's a really good heat. And in the feature sprints, you've got the Levi Vale in the first heat, which would be very hard to beat. The Power Rider, who's won 16 of 28 in heat 2. The local there, Buster's Brother, will run a bit of a race from out in box 80. He loves it out there, and he can run really fast time at Invercargill. And the last heat, Corborn Cardi, who was very good at Addington yesterday, will do battle with the likes of Victoria Lou. And, of course, another one of the locals there loves to lead, Southern King. So that's a rundown of some of the feature heats of the day. And they are outstanding greyhounds, so I'm really looking forward to it.
Yeah, no, it sounds like it's going to be a massive, massive day on Sunday. Craig, thanks very much for coming on and having a chat, mate, and best of luck getting back into the call. And I hope you have a good time. I hope you enjoy yourself getting back into it. And I'm sure your calling of the hounds will still rank ahead of your calling of the golf balls.
I used to love calling the golf balls, I can tell you that right now. I used to call, we used to ride out as if they were into the millions or country cups, or every golf ball had a name and every golf ball had a record. I used to love doing that.
Good stuff, Craig Rail. Thanks for your time, mate. Great to talk. Have a fantastic weekend.
Oh, thanks very much, Ricardo. I appreciate the time.
Cheers. Craig Rail there with us talking dogs. You can tune in every Sunday from midday for Greyhound Racing New Zealand's Dog Speed, hosted by Mark Rosanowski and Dan Roberts. You won't miss a beat with Greyhound Racing New Zealand's Dog Speed. Of course, they will be talking about that meeting at Invercargill on Sunday as well.